Hi, I'm John David Miller, and this is YesWise Insights, a program of YesWise Education Service, where we have learning modules, consultations, and seminars. And then we have wearmore.com, where we have our alternative information archives and resources. And also on the first Wednesday of the month, the Real World Chat, all found at yeswise.com. Well, today our topic is Population Management Systems of the Cabal. The control cabal of wealthy elite manipulators works through their secret societies, think tanks, and multiple layers of compartmentalized, co-opted operatives. Over the centuries, they have carefully crafted legal and illegal financial and institutional management of their conglomerate empire of banks, hedge funds, companies, foundations, bureaucracies, political organizations, intelligence agencies, militaries, and dark projects. Based on their long-standing assumption that population growth, improved intelligence, and public knowledge threaten their power and resources, the cabal has planned a gradual reduction in both intelligence and population level by implementing a mixture of mind control, disability, and death modalities. Poverty, manipulation, pestilence, and war have been their tried and true methods from the past of limiting what they consider to be their herd of servants. Over the last century, the development of modern technologies utilized by the cabal as weapons of control mechanisms whenever feasible, many more subtle methods have been exploited of control. And you can find out more about the conglomerate empire at one of our learning modules called The Conglomerate Empire at yeswise.com. Well, let's take a look now at some of the elements. First of all, the population management objectives are infertility, and of course they introduced mass abortion with the Planned Parenthood eugenics movement of 100 years ago or so. Miscarriage is now caused by increasing amounts of poisons that are in the supplies of food, water, medicines, and so on. And of course, through child sacrifice in their satanic rituals that many of the elites participate in, which are an unfortunate part of our need to correct our world. Reduced intelligence through fluoridation, through vaccination and other medicines. False knowledge. They control the history books. They produce the false news, the narratives, and control the education system. Also, distraction. Celebratory events and football and sports, great music extravaganzas and other entertainment. Illness and disability. They love to cultivate through their medicines and other poisoning modalities we'll talk about. And they create ignorance and early death as a primary objective. Well, public poisons is a great part of the population control modalities. Venoms from animals and snakes and others, plant and mineral poisons as well, have been utilized for centuries to murder someone or to poison someone, but they have evolved their poisons through petroleum and oil and the derivatives of oil, like gasoline, kerosene, lubricants, plastics, also through chemical poisons, chlorine, fluoride. Chlorine added to water starting about 1910 resulted in a great upsurge in circulatory disease and heart attacks. Fluoride introduced after World War II into the water supply, reduced intelligence, fostered cancer. Mercury in dental fillings and in medicines and vaccines, again, reduce intelligence, create a poisoning of the body system, the biological system. Aluminum in food, in medicines also, in vaccines, and sprayed in the air by geoengineering. Pesticides, herbicides like organophosphates, glyphosate, the herbicide that all of us have too much of in our systems, that is also known as Roundup, commercial name. Dioxins used in Agent Orange to defoliate Vietnam, and now spreading due to the chemical spill at the East Palestine Trail derailment and the burning of those toxins that were in the tank cars. Additives to food and household products, and of course pharmaceuticals, one of the greatest array of public poisons ever assembled. Geoengineering, also called chemtrails, where they spray aerosols of toxic chemicals, aluminum, barium, and others in the sky that are used for both weather manipulation and tracking air currents, as also to poison the earth, reduce crops, and poison the public. And chem trucks traveling through our countryside and our cities and occasionally spilling these contents and other like the BP oil spill in the Gulf, other chemical disasters. Cleaning agents, household cleaning products, automotive products, all have toxic chemicals in them. In small doses, we get these, and they build up over time. Same with our personal care product ingredients, like sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium lauryl sulfate, propylene glycol, also many other small poisons in our household products. Biological attacks is another whole realm of population control method. Viruses, of course, are based on the virus theory or germ theory, which is a false theory or just a theory, not how it really works. We don't have little secret hiding agents in our bodies trying to jump to another person and create an illness. That's a myth, and it's been proven to be not true. But they love to perpetrate that because it scares the public that they're going to catch something from someone else and gives them the reason to roll out the vaccines and compel everyone to take those, like we've recently seen in the COVID experiment, which is a depopulation experiment. We also have soil, water, and air contamination through chemicals and other biological agents. We have pharma medicine, a major poisoning of the public that is also marketing for the future. The vaccines that are shot into infants and all the medicines along the way create side effects that bring later illness and a return to the medical establishment for relief with more public poisons that they offer commercially. Radiation and unneeded surgery also in our pharma system. We have parasites, yeasts, and molds, the Hydra parasite, all can be used to attack and cause illness in people. Now we have synthetic biology, a cross between biological microbes and synthetic components engineered in a laboratory, and nanotechnology, in all being injected into us or put into the air, the food, the water that we all get. And these are for future control by frequency using the nanotechnologies we'll talk about. So the frequencies can zap us from the introduction of the electrical system 100 and some years ago, the proliferation of radio, television, computers, internet, cell phones, Wi-Fi, 5G, and on. All these things brought a new level of electromagnetic frequencies to our bodies and our minds and had more ways of affecting us negatively and roping us into a dependency on these frequencies as toys and important parts of our lives that we can't do without now, of course, and are constantly zapping us, and also the mode for bringing us the frequencies along with smart meters to control the nanotechnology that they've embedded in us through these frequencies, giving them programming and instructions, the little nanobots. Psychological attacks, predictive programming in movies and in music, where they show what they plan for the future to bring to humanity. And then propaganda and false news, they control all the media the major media outlets and suppress alternative information as much as they can. Trauma created through traumatic events, disasters that they can control, narratives that they create about whatever happens, whether it's planned or just happens, and they can spin it. Mind-controlled attackers. Many of these shootings and bombings and explosions and destructions are through mind-controlled assassins, if you want, or mind-controlled targeted individuals that are programmed to go out and do these things by hypnosis and by frequency. And then mass death events. They can create many disasters, that some of which result in mass deaths, as well as mass shootings and so on. Planned disasters, then. Forest fires, they can incite with laser weapons and directed energy weapons. Floods, those can be exacerbated, again, by geoengineering and the use of HAARP technologies, now distributed around the world in smaller, more localized outlets. Earthquakes, Nikola Tesla was able to generate earthquakes more than a century ago with his equipment that utilized frequencies, and they have certainly captured and exacerbated those technologies. They can move hurricanes and tornadoes. They can move storms. They can create explosions of many of our plants and important infrastructure. The Nord Stream pipeline, for example, in Europe. Accidents that can be caused to happen by control through the control system of information, the Wi-Fi systems and so on. They can control a car because a control car has computerized and chips inside that can be programmed remotely. Chemical spills we talked about, like the BP oil spill in the Gulf, the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska, the recent East Palestine train derailment. All these putting giant amounts of chemicals, and then what they do after, like the Corexit that they brought to the BP oil spill, created more problems. It suppressed the oil and poisoned the Gulf for decades, if not centuries, to come. The burning of the vinyl chlorine, or vinylidene chloride, actually, that was in the tank cars at East Palestine, created a giant mushroom cloud of highly poisonous gases and elements that are distributed now through the air and rain and also into the water supply down the Ohio River and all through the heartland of America. Radiation from nuclear power plants such as Fukushima or Chernobyl and many other smaller leaks that they don't tell you about that have happened even in the United States, such as at Three Mile Island or the Hanford plant in Washington, I believe it is, and the pandemic route that they recently demonstrated, as they have in the past with others like swine flu and SARS and so on, MERS, well, with COVID, and the mass injection of the public, of course, all planned ahead of time in workshops and think tanks and planned scenarios. So starvation is the next, and last we'll talk about today, modality of population control. And again, that's an age-old one, but they've now they're now bringing around that again in modern times with processed food and genetic modification. They are creating food shortages, chemical farming, although it initially seems to increase food production, eventually it wears out the soil, the minerals are not properly restored, and yields reduce, turning to more and more chemical agents to try to get more production. But at the same time, now they've created a fertilizer shortage so that there's a more immediate food shortage on the horizon with weather manipulation that destroys crops. There's also a limited nutrition knowledge that they've given to the public, what basics people should know about how to eat well and support their bodies. All the knowledge that is available is not given to the public very readily, should be taught in school. And of course, the availability of nutrients, and they're trying to restrict that through their Codex Alimentarius and so forth from the United Nations. They want to really limit the nutrition so people can't get too smart or live too long. livestock reduction. They're poisoning the livestock, reducing their production, eggs and milk, biological contamination, or simulated biological contamination, such as the avian flu, where they have justification to destroy entire flocks. Thousands, millions of chickens have been destroyed. Millions of cows have been destroyed due to these created scenarios of biological contamination or, you know, poisoning of the animals. And that is, again, reducing food availability and forcing people into other purchases of food that they wouldn't otherwise have been making. Contaminating the soils with glyphosate, aluminum, barium, hydrochloric acid, another byproduct of the burning of the chemicals at East Palestine, Ohio. Phosgene, another one, chemical from that, and dioxin. These are very, very toxic and destroy soil, contaminate soil, maybe in huge quantities of acres. Perhaps the whole agricultural heartland of America could be affected. We have to find out how far and wide this terrible poisoning has spread and will, how long it will last and what can be done to remediate and so on. We have then also destruction and consolidation of food growing, processing, and distribution outlets. An incredible amount of plant destruction, fires, explosions at these facilities that are part of our food system. So destruction of the food system. Well, YesWise Insights is supported by Natural Health Enterprises, my business for many years since 1975, found at reallywell.com, where we have natural health information and, of course, Northern Edge organic flax seeds, superfoods, air and water purifiers, and much more. Northern Edge is the best flax in the world. It's a tremendous brain food, high in omega-3 oil, antioxidants. It's got great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. And of course, Northern Edge is the lowest in toxic metals like cadmium and lead and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. You can find that at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com, our site just for that flax, and other superfoods. We have a detox pack with the flax, Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay, pure bentonite, and vitamin O liquid oxygen. And a resistance assistance pack with Larea Clear Extract and vitamin O oxygen. And Delicious Greens Superfood Mix with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving. And organic turmeric powder as well. And again, YesWise Education Service with our holistic learning modules, consultations, and seminars. And this program, YesWise Insights. Thank you for listening. And be well. Have a good day. Thank you.